Good morning. Let's start with the Mishnah. Ha'isha she'yotza le'holeg. If a woman is killed, she's chayv mitzvas bez. Ein mamtinin lo ad she'telet. This Mishnah has really nothing to do with Erechim. It's being brought in because we had the last sugya of Geisus, Yetzel Lihareg, as far as Hilchas Kesisa. So that's what this Mishnah is doing here. The Mishnah says, Ein mamtinin lo ad she'telet. We don't wait for her to give birth. A tremendous chiddush. The woman is pregnant. So there are two neshamas here. We don't wait, we kill her the way it is. La'isha she'yashva ala mashver, but if she already sat on the mashver is like the actual delivery, like you have labor and delivery. Moshe in today's time, even though they have birthing rooms now where you stay there the whole time, but the delivery is where when the person is mamish holding by pushing out the baby. The Namolokit side, they used to transfer the woman from the labor room into the delivery room. So the Mashber would be that equivalent where the Vlad is already in the birth canal. So at that point, Mamtinin lo ad she'telet. We wait for her to give birth. Now, it's not clear in the Mishnah what's the Raisa, if this is the Rabbanan, if it's just protocol of a Bez. It's not clear at all for the Mishnah what this is. If a woman got killed, you're allowed to use her hair, even though a mace is also bahanoa. The hair is muta bahanoa. Behema shenergo asura bahanoa. So shoraniskal is also bahanoa. Okay. So l'chayra, this mission is unbelievable chiddush, which needs a lot of clarity. Why are you allowed to kill the isha while she's mubez? Instead, the Gemara takes the opposite route. The Gemara takes a route that it's poshut. Of course you can kill her. Of course you don't wait for the baby to be born. It's an unbelievable chiddush. Without this mission, if I would ask you the shayla, you have a woman that's chayv misa, she's 9 months pregnant, what should you do without this mission? I'll tell you what I would say. I'd rather wait. You have two neshamas. You have to wait for the vlad. And to support that is the whole sugya we're going to have on Amud Beis, which is that you're allowed to be Mechalal Shabbos for a baby, for a fetus. The halacha is, if a woman is in danger on Shabbos, even if the danger could be isolated only to the Vlad, it's very hard, usually medically speaking, to totally isolate the mother. But let's say it's only isolated to the Vlad. You're allowed to Mechalal Shabbos? So obviously we look at the Vlad like a living person. So if we look at the Vlad like a living person, what's Pshat you can kill her? And if the lady had surgically connected another human being to her, would there be a Havamina that you can kill her and the surgically other being that's connected to her? I'm not going to go into the Siamese twin Shaila now. That's in the biggest Shailas. Over there, do we view it as two separate neshamas? What would be if Siamese twins are Machal Shabbos with Edus and Aslaw? I mean, you gave both of them Aslaw. Yeah? What would be the halacha? Well, you gave one of them Aslaw. If you gave both, maybe you could say it's Mamonoshuch. Right? Yeah, Chazal talk about Siamese twins as far as Pidyon HaBen. There's a Yerushalmi that also talks about which head you put on tefillin on. Now, it's obvious that if it's a shayla, which head you put on tefillin on, it sounds like it's one person. This was the big shayla. I'm not going to get into this now because this will take us totally to another planet. But this is the whole shayla when you surgically want to separate twins in a case where, in both situations, let's say a case where you know for sure neither of them, that both of them can survive. One of them will live. That's one possibility. The other possibility is like they had that surgery they did, actually they had a recent one that was successful. Sometimes they separate, they both could live. The shaila is, number one, are you allowed to separate a fetus, a twin, where you know that one will die? That's one shaila. So if it's one human being in halacha, avada, it's much less of a shaila. Because you say, listen, it's a quality of life issue. If a person was born with three legs, and because they have three legs, they can't walk. So you want to take off one so they should be able to walk. It's no shaila. You're killing the leg. That leg is alive. So what? I'm not killing the person. I'm improving the quality of life. So if you look at it as one gavra, and just it's hard to be with two heads, right? Even though most people, I think, would be better off with a second, another jolt. But so afal pikein, that would be an inyan of mashenkin. If you hold that it's taka two gufim, then it's a very serious shaila. I want you to know, I get the shaila very often today when a woman is pregnant with multiple fetuses, and the doctor says, especially infertility, very often there could be four in there, five. And the doctor sometimes says that it would be more, just medically speaking, it would be more, the likelihood of having a healthy delivery would be if we drop two. So that's not a portion of the shayla. You know, so all this ties into the same thing. Do we look at a fetus like a living thing? Then it's a shayla pikuach nefashas. It's a regular pikuach nefashas. So on the one hand, we see that when mechal Shabbos for an Uber, that's the one side, which seems to tell us that an Uber is a living thing. On the other hand, we see that the Gemara says, Pshita, if the woman is chayv misa, just take her to the gallows, just kill her. The two things don't seem to go arm in arm. And the Gemara comes with a totally out-of-the-box reason why you would wait. The Gemara says, Itzlech, Sal kadai techamino, hoy lo ksiv kasha yoshisol of bal ha'isho, momoino de bal hu v'loy lifsid de minei. The Gemara says, I would think that since the Torah says that the Baal has rights to the Vlad, if a person is Mazik and Isha, and in the process of the Hezek they kill the Vlad, they have to pay off the husband. So you see that the husband owns the Vlad. So I would think that it's Momen Abal. It's Momen Abal, you have to wait. The husband could say, hold on. So the only reason, could you imagine, it's watered down, that the only reason why we would wait is al zdinei mamonos. If such a thing happened today, you'd go out of your kelim. One second, let's not kill the lady because the husband has monetary rights here. Pikuach nefashos, let's forget about it. What's going on here? There's a pela nifla. If the husband would tell, let's say the halacha would be that pikuach nefesh, we don't say for an ober, which I'll show you there is a rishon that holds that way. That we don't say pikuach nefesh for an ober, because he's not yet a nefesh. What would you say if the husband would come and say, okay, there's no din pikuach nefesh al still ober, but at my moment it should be teicher Shabbos? So you put it nuts? The moment you're teicher Shabbos? But the Gemara seems to be going with that approach. The Gemara is saying, the life of the Vlad, it's pshita that you kill the woman. The whole thinking is the chapela. And ultimately, this kasha is going to be a plea even after we have the dramatic chidushim in the Rishonim. It's still going to be a plea. Why in the world would Momen Habal be more choshev than the life of the Vlad? The Gemara is saying, how's the life of the Vlad? Kill him. But the husband has rights here, financial rights. Of financial rights of the husband, you can't kill him. It's Merafi Sigra. Komash Malon. Says the Gemara, good, this is such a good taina. Maybe you have to wait. Maybe you do have to wait because of financial reasons. Financial reasons. Maybe you have to wait. Omar Abavu, Omar Rab Yechanon, Omar Kho, Umeisu Gam Shneem, L'Rabboi Sesavlad. There's a ribui. The ribui says that you killed the Vlad too. Says the Gemara, we learn out of there another limud. Vomi boy le'ad shiyu shneim shavim. We learn out from there that when somebody is mezane with a woman, they both have to be b'nei chiyuva. Rashi says they both have to be b'nei oinshim. Ad shiyu shneim shavim, divrei Rav Yashia. So the Gemara, you're right, that's learned out of shneim. Ki kamut migam. We learned this out of the word vagam. Vagam tells you that we killed the Vlad too. Which if you want to know what the maskana here is, many, including the Chazon Ish and Choshen Mishpat, seems to hold that the maskana is that it's not Mamon HaBaal. Meaning there are two ways to look at it. Why when a person is mazik a woman, and he causes hezek to the Vlad dies, why he has to pay the husband. One way to look at it is, the husband owns the Vlad. It's almost like it's his property. The Vlad belongs to the husband. That's one way to look. If you look at it like that, that's what the Gemara is saying here in the Hava Mina. So the husband says, one second, you have a psak on my wife, she's Chayav Misa, Let her rest in peace. But my Vlad, it's mine. You can't kill my Vlad. Wait till my Vlad is I want to get my money out of here. You can't destroy my money. What's the Kamash Malon? Kamash Malon is the husband doesn't really own the Vlad. The husband has certain rights to his wife. He owns the payers. He owns certain things. The damage that's inflicted to the Vlad, he's the recipient. Just like Lamushal, the father gets the pagam of his daughter, right? Even if he doesn't have a bailus on his daughter, he gets the may pagam of his daughter. So it's a schus. So the husband has a schus that he receives the damages of the Vlad. It's not the Vlad belongs to him. If a damage occurs, he's a recipient. Zok the Chazon Ish, that's how it works. And that's why there's no taina. That's kufa the gilui of Meisu Gam Shneim. In other words, if it would have been taka momen abal, then we would look at the Vlad like a total separate entity. It's the money of the husband. You can't do it. Just like if the woman would be wearing an expensive jewelry, piece of jewelry that belonged to the husband. The husband could say, one second, before you do skila, yeah, take off the jewelry. It's my jewelry. So really, he would be able to say that, but he cannot because he really doesn't own the Vlad. And the truth is, the Gemara Bava Kama is mashma that this is a shak of Atari in the Gemara. The Gemara is a shayla. If somebody kills the Vladis of a girl, what's the halacha? If somebody kills the Vladis of a girl, of an Eishes Ger, and then the Ger dies, who gets the Dmei Chavola? So one side of the Gemara is, the guy who is Mazah keeps it, he doesn't have to pay anybody. Why? Because Ger Shemes, if a Ger dies, his property is Hefkel. So now the guy could say, listen, you can't charge me, because I'm Yarshening that money. There's no Yarshim. See, if you learn that it's only a schus that the Baal has, so the woman will get it now. If you were mazik, aishas girl, and the child fell out, she miscarried the baby, and he died, so she'll get the money. Because he's only getting the damage money. He doesn't own the Vlad. And this seems to be the back and forth in the Gemara Bava Kama. So that's how the Chazon Ish explains it. So according to the Chazon Ish, in fact, according to the Maskone, the husband doesn't own the Vlad. But what's fascinating is this whole thing is all drained around the money of the Baal. What's going on here? Now, if you look in the Shita Mekubetzes, he says beferish that there is a din of pikuach nefesh on the vlad. He says he brings down, this is like the fourth wide line in the Shita Mekubetzes. Actually, schleps on to the fifth line. V'yesh loimar. De lo'olam mutu lo'horgoi. V'ho de mamtinon mishum amoyna de ba'al. The Shita Mekubetzes points out that it seems to be in the sugya, you're allowed to kill the vlad. And the only reason why you're waiting is because Mamun Abal. That's the only reason the Gemara could come up with why you would wait. He says, Umiyu Kasha, Kivon de Mutur Lohogoy, Amai Mechalim Olavis HaShabbos. Kidamwin and Bishmaitzen. We're going to learn later. Hilkach Nira, and this is the most distant place to make a bridge between these two things. He says, Hilkoch Nire, the Choshev Kisofik Pikuach Nefesh. You're allowed to save the Vlad because it's called Pikuach Nefesh. You're allowed to Machal Shabbos. And still, Fafiluhochi Mutar Lahogoy. Try to put those two together. He says, number one, it's considered Pikuach Nefeshes. And still, you're allowed to kill him. Unbelievable. It's not a volume. That's what the Shita Mekubetzes says over here. We'll see on Amud Beis, the Shita Mekubetzes says a very big chiddush, that maybe you're only allowed to Machal Shabbos if it's already Yotzo Roishoy. Only if the Vlad already came out, the head already came out, then you could be Machal Shabbos. But Taka, if the head didn't come out, you wouldn't be allowed to Machal Shabbos. Now that at least, even though it's a huge chiddush, right? But you live and you learn, then we can understand the Peshitta. No, then the Peshitta makes sense. The Peshat is, till an Uber is born, he's not a Nefesh. At least it's consistent. It seems to be against our whole Hashkofa, right? But at least it's consistent. Till the Uber is born, he's not a Nefesh. And therefore, consistently, you're allowed to kill him, Amachal Shabbos, nothing. Once the head comes out, now it's a person. Now welcome to the human race. Now you get all the benefits of a human being. Machal Shabbos, Ritzicha, all the benefits of being a human being. But until you're born, you don't have that mile. That would be at least consistent. The problem is we'll see many Rishonim tell us that's not the case. Yoshua Lamishbo, well, let's get to this in a second. We'll keep on reading first. Yoshva la mishbo, then my timer. Why once she sat on the mishbo? Kivon de oko gufa achina. Once the baby moved, it's already called a new guf. This is also very unclear. Is that the reise? Is that the rabbonon? Or is that the judicial protocol? What does that mean? Does that mean that once the vlad moved, now it's another vlad? Seems to be the Rishonim are telling us not that way. Because none of the Rishonim make a chilik in halacha between murdering a vlad prior to Yoshva Lamishbo to after Yoshva Lamishbo. There's only in halacha two times. Prior to delivery, post delivery. In halacha, there is no chilik in murdering between before Mishbo and after Mishbo. L'moshel, Yisrael is parked on an Uber. If Yisrael kills an Uber, he's not Chayav Misa. What he is, we'll try to develop. But I'm telling you what he's not. He's not Chayav Misa. That was Paris Chap. The Maharsha says in Sanhedrin that that was Paris Chap, why he told the midwives to kill the fetuses, u'ri'isim al avnoim, he gave them a simon before the baby comes out, if it's a zocho and a kevin. What was Paro's chab? Chab was that Bnei Yisrael are not mitzvah on ubrim. There's no chiyuv misa on an uber. So we're not chayiv on an uber. Over there, it's already Yosef al Hamashver. Right? There is no difference in halacha between Yosef al Hamashver and not Yosef al Hamashver. Only here in Erech, the only time we find the chilik in halacha. In other words, in halacha, there's one line, delivery, pre-delivery, post-delivery. What is delivery? We could debate. Some say delivery is when the head comes out. Right? Some say once the baby is in the canal, there's a place in the birth canal that's called a leida. This creates a very complex shaila. When a baby is born, right after shkia, okay, you have a shaila when to make the bris. So the baby was already in the birth channel before shkia. When do you do the bris? Do you, it's negiah to Shabbos. You have a baby that was born. It could be negiah both directions. The baby could be born on Shabbos, and maybe it's really a Friday bris. So you have to do the bris on Sunday. Because if the baby was already enough out on Friday, it's really a Friday bris, which means Shabbos is chi, which is not doicha Shabbos. So you have to do bris on Sunday. So it's the twilight zone is very big shaila. When my wife was pregnant with Pessy, my daughter, so that she delivered on Shabbos, it was getting close to Shki, and I told her, listen, either it could be a girl, then the floor is yours. Then just relax. If it's a boy, I give you 45 minutes, otherwise you have to wait 2 hours. It's not going to work. So Baruch Hashem, my wife is always, Ishak Sheh, it's in Bailo. She made sure there's no shot. But Lamaisa, that's the. So in halacha, we have delivery, and then we have before delivery. We don't have mishbo. So mishbo only makes a chilik in Meseches Erechim. So therefore, it's hard for us to put too much focus. Say, oh, mishbo is a new din, because if the doctor would take out a gun when the baby, when the ish is yeshevas al hamishbo, he would kill that baby. He would, if he's a Jewish doctor, he still can't give him Mrs. Bezin, even though it's Yosef al Hamishbo. So which means that Yosef al Hamishbo doesn't make that it's born, it's a new zone, and Lagabi Mrs. Bezin, we wait. Lagabi Mrs. Bezin, we wait. You have to know why. Why we wait. But Lagabi Mrs. Bezin, we wait. So Rashi says at that point it's called a Guf Achrini, which is consistent with the way Rashi explained in the Mishnah, when he said, "Ein mamtinin lo dechad gufahu." See, Rashi didn't say, the reason why we don't wait is because you're allowed to kill an uber. He didn't say that. He said, the reason why you don't wait is because it's one person, one human being. That's what Rashi said. He didn't say because it's mutulareg as a uber, which is the way the Ran is mashman chum. The Ran that we gave to look up, the Ran and Chulin, is mashma that there's some kind of heta to kill the Uber. But that's not the way Rashi explains the Mishnah. Rashi explains the Mishnah, it's one guf. Consistent with that, Rashi says, once it's Yosef al Hamashbo, it's two guf. So it's, Rashi is that seems to be Rashi's approach. Now Tosfos tells us a whole new explanation. Tosfos says, why don't we wait? And it's mamish baffling what Tosfos says. Tosfos seems to hold it's taka usur to kill an uber. You're not allowed to kill an uber, period. But because there's something called inui hadin, because of inui hadin, because we don't want to push off the din, so that's why we kill the uber. Well, let me ask you a different shaila. You have a guy's in Bezin. He gets a heart attack. Stama, a person in Bezin. One of the dayonim gets a heart attack. He needs CPR. He needs immediate care. Meanwhile, we have a guy here that we just passed in his Chayiv Misa. So you tell the Hatzolah guy, listen, this guy needs some help. Could you please help him? He just got a heart attack. He's on the floor. He needs help. I'm sorry. So I didn't find a man in his dinoi. Right now, I'm the one who's supposed to give this guy Misa. So we're taking this guy. He has all my full shleima. Is it Meshug and Kabbalah? A man in his dinoi. It's a pikuach nefoshes. So Toysus puts us through a spin like a chveis nishvas. Toysus, because Inu Yadin Luchar is totally out of the box here. Either we have a chiv to wait, which would even be Doiches Shabbos, or we don't have a chiv to wait. Inu Yadin is like a strawberry on top of the cake, Sot Gonish Mit Gonish. But that's how Toysus explains the Suya. Toysus says, Koidim Shenig Ma'adinai brings down Rashi, Veleso, so it's even after Gemal Din. Unbelievable. The only reason why we don't wait is because we have a protocol. Ein ma'anin is dinoi. We don't delay a din. Pikuach nefashes. We don't delay a din. Mechafi zikr. Vechil Shabbos we would do for the Vlad. Ein ma'anin dinoi we won't. Ein ma'anin dinoi is more chomer than Shabbos. It's mamish a pella. It's a pella. So this is a tremendous plea on Toysus Revan. Toysus himself throws through a loop what his sheet is. In various places in Shas. Is it mutter to kill Uber? Is it not mutter to kill an Uber? So many of the Achroinim discuss these contradictions. Because, Lamashal, I gave you a Mara Mokum to look up Tosfos. We have Tosfos here. We have Tosfos in Nida that says clearly, mutter lahorga on Memdalad on the base. Tosfos even asks, why are you allowed to machal Shabbos for an Uber? The Shita Mekubetz is his question. If you're allowed to kill him, Hakim Mechal Shabbos? That's Tosfos' question. Tosfos seems to say that an Uber is Mutar L'Horga, at least there's no Issa D'Oraisa. Now, the same Tosfos comes in Maseches Sanhedrin, and he uses such a Lashon, totally the opposite. Tosfos uses a Lashon like this. Tosfos asks, why do we have a right to kill the Uber? Mamish, the same kasha that Tosfos over here seems to give a different answer to. Over here, Tosfos seems to say, ein ma'anin is dinoi. We kill the Uber because ein ma'anin is dinoi. Tosfos comes here in Sanhedrin, and he says as follows. This is on Daf Pei Beis. There's two Tosfos in Sanhedrin. But this is Tosfos Lashon here. He says, why do you kill him? Kivon dechius havlad toli be'aim. Since the vlad, the life of the vlad is dependent on the mother, meaning the vlad can't live without the mother, says Tosfos, so therefore, Nigmar dinoi ala Vlad. We look at it like there was a psak on the Vlad too. Because when we paskin that the mother is Chayav Misa, we paskin on the mother and any other living thing that's dependent on her. So it's as though there was a psak on the Vlad that the Vlad is Chayav Misa too. That's a whole noob shot. And on that the Gemara by us is saying Pshita. That's Pshita. That means this is a to understand what it means. The Gemara here is saying, Pshita, of course, it's simple. What's simple? But that's how Tosfos is explaining in Sanhedrin, that since the Vlad is dependent on the mother, so the two lives are tied in, So therefore, when you pass on the mother, it's paskin on the vlad. No, no. He doesn't say it's one goof. Chiyus avlad tolui be'em havi ki'ilu nigmar din shneem lahige. It's two separate entities. And that's why. And then he says, he brings all Gemara Taisus. He says, Uporach begemara pshita gufo. What does the Gemara mean? Hainu time kidiparishis. That's like I'm explaining to you. What? That's pshita? It's pshita because since the Vlad needs the mother to live, so when we make a psak on the mother, I'll ask you a different question. What happens if the mother delivers the baby? You're taking her out to give her misa. You already paskined everything, not Yoshua Lamash. Paskin misa, everything. 4 months ago. Then there was a national crisis. They couldn't do misa. Later on, they're ready to give misa. They come to the house to call the lady. Okay, lady, misa time. Sorry, we couldn't give it to you 4 months ago. Takei mana mistina, but we couldn't do it. She's holding on to the little baby. She says, okay, come, bring the baby along. Sugar. That would be ritzicha. Somebody would kill such a baby, they'd be chayv misa. Which is precisely how the Ran and Chulin proves that it can't be that there's a psak on the Vlad. Because then even after the Vlad is born. Rabbi said, I have to apologize. This year is going to at least need another one and maybe another two. And my voice is finished. So I know I'm stopping a bit early, but when next week is Purim, Beis Hashem. So I would give Shiran Purim, that's the truth. But I don't think it's practical for the Olam. So Mitzvah Shem will resume 2 weeks Mitzvah Shem.